damage of 80 to 60% until you reach a place called Santa Fe. And in Santa Fe, up to Tacloban, which is ground zero, it's all the destruction level about 90 to 100%.
How would you compare that level of destruction to what you're seeing today? Has anything changed in the last few weeks?
Very fast. I think Philippines, one of the countries that's very organized in disaster response because of the frequency of these disasters in different parts of the country. So they have the mechanisms. But the first day, it was a bit hectic because, let's say, ground zero, Tacloban, the airport was congested with all the relief waves coming internationally. And it took time to channelize this to outside Tacloban.
What are you seeing medically?
Well, outside the municipalities, still we see very slow of aid from the international aid agencies. For us, as Doctors Without Borders, we basically have primary health care and secondary health care. We have mobile clinics that they do outreach out of the municipal centers. We also provide psychosocial care, mental health-related issues as an effect of the disaster, as well as we provide water and sanitation. And also we do a lot of non-food item distribution for the affected population, like jerry cans, blankets, kitchen sets. And we try to target the houses that is 100% damaged. Basically, people have no homes. We try to support them with minimum shelter materials, some hammers, nails, and plastic sheets in order for them to restore their livelihood.
So you're doing a lot more than just medical care.
Of course, because if you talk about the water and sanitation part, there is some areas that they depend on electric power for water pumping. Of course, if the water is not okay, then that we have public health issues for outbreaks, for disease control, and et cetera, et cetera. So it's all public health-related interventions, and also at the same time humanitarian, because... Yes, you can treat people, but if their homes are not restored very well or they don't have roofs and it's still raining here, that would have an effect on the under 5 years old children.
We've seen so many photos and videos that just show overwhelming devastation, no buildings left, nothing left. Can you describe the medical needs? What are you treating medically? What are you finding?
At ground zero, Tacloban and around, at the beginning it was fractures, cut wounds, etc. And now, of course, it's started to be less. It's more like post-ops treatments after the wounds. And 3 weeks now after the typhoon, we cannot come back again to the normal morbidities. It's common colds, upper respiratory tract infections, slight fever for under five. And more, let's say, when we go to the villages, sometimes you find one case or two cases of broken femurs, broken wrists, that maybe lack transport at the beginning. And then these people immediately, we evacuated them to the nearest the second or third level healthcare hospitals.
Those hospitals you're evacuating them to, are those all temporary that have been set up since the hurricane, since the typhoon, or were any of those left standing after the storm?
Most of the hospitals in Ground Zero, Tacloban, it suffered maybe 80-90% damage structure, including the public health offices, hospitals. But there is a lot of medical teams from different countries that have field hospitals, including ours.
What should Tucson and people who live here understand about what you're living right now and what will be happening even after you leave the Philippines?
The emergency phase is slowly is progressing, I would say. But I think from the Tucsoners, they should support the reconstruction efforts of this population here, at least in Leyte. There is a long way to go for them to restore their livelihood. On the other side, if I compare the scale, this is much, much bigger than Katrina, for example. This is like four or five times in terms of power of the storm itself, in terms of the destruction. So the Tucsoners already saw what Katrina looked like, and imagine five times of the scale in comparison.